This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Today, I'm a happy girl. So what happened is I woke up today, I did my thing, I peed, I pooped, all that other good stuff, got on the scale, and I lost 2 pounds. Two pounds. I've never lost 2 pounds. I think I've lost 2 pounds in my life. I mean, I lost the baby weight, but that was in big chunks of 5 and 10, and then I don't know what happened. But 2 pounds. And yeah, I tried to figure out what I did. Yeah, there was a lot of news. I did a lot of work. Over the last few days, in terms of, and everything going on with, Tiger Woods and all the, American Healthcare Act. But I got to tell you something. I think I figured out how I lost the weight. Okay. And I can't say that you guys should do the same thing. But if I really, really had to put my finger on why I lost 2 pounds is I picked a scab. And this was like one of those like monster scabs. And I think that's how I lost the 2 pounds. I mean, there's no other, I didn't eat it differently. Everything else is the same. No, I didn't have a reduction. No, that would have, no. So that's what and the scab was an interesting one. Okay. You guys know about scabs, right? Right. Scabs are really, really cool. And I could do a whole dissertation on scabs. Scab is like your defense mechanism to protect a part of the skin. When you have a deep hole, or if you have an issue where you could bleed or introduce infection in your scab, it's kind of like the Wolverine of body functions, where you close it up and you heal it over. But, this scab in particular that I had to pick off, I mean, it was like really, really thick. So there must have been a lot of fibrin in it. There must have been a lot of like old platelets, old red blood cells. In fact, I even saw a piece of hair stuck in the middle of it. I don't know how that, maybe what happened is I got cats and dogs. And my dog sheds like crazy. Shed. S-H-E-D. Shed. He sheds like crazy. No, we can't talk about anything else. This is radio. And there was a piece of hair. It was blonde. So it really can't be mine because my hair is either brunette or gray. Honestly, I try to dye it blonde, but that doesn't work. But there was a piece of hair in it. So maybe what happened is as, the cells were starting to line and the fibrin was depositing and things were trying to dry and the protective crust was kind of forming, a little bit of hair got in there. Now, the reason why I had a scab, and thank you guys for asking and really caring about this, but the reason why I had a scab is because I think I have another skin cancer on this arm. This is my right arm. And my husband likes to do all the driving. He's kind of one of those men where it's like, I'm going to drive. He doesn't let me drive. I'm like, honey, I got this. I'm in the driver's seat. No, I'll drive. Yeah, but you drive like crap. I'll drive. I'm the man. It's like, all right, you're the man. Please. So here I sit, right, in the passenger side, and the sun comes in through the window. And I've already had some dysplastic pre-melanoma something. And I guess over the last year, I have this little thing that keeps growing. It's not dark like a melanoma. We've reviewed skin cancer and melanomas, our ABCDEs. Do we need to review our ABCDEs? If I have to review the ABC, okay, gosh, people, I'm going to give you a quiz. This is ridiculous. A is for asymmetry. Now, this is more for melanoma, where if you look at your mole and you cut the mole in half, that half side should look like the other half, like a freckle. If not, that's asymmetrical. B is if it has a border, an abnormal border, as opposed to a nice, smooth, clear-cut border like a freckle. A melanoma or a very abnormal mole could have a funny-looking border, right, because cancer is chaotic. C, color, if it has multiple colors and not just one, right? D is diameter, right, if it's bigger than centimeter, that's kind of big, or if the diameter is changing. E is either for evolving or evolution or anything that makes you think something's cancer. And then F, you guys know what F stands for. Fast. It stands for fast, where it's growing fast. I'm so sick of you guys. I swear. You're going to get a pop quiz. So anyway, this little thing, it was cute, and it didn't have a symmetry or border, but it just keeps growing back no matter how many times I scratch it off. So what I did is I did some cryotherapy to it. I had some old, you know, liquid nitrogen spray, you know, from my office from years ago that it probably overexpired, but I have it at the house. So what I did is I froze the hell out of it, and how that works with the cryotherapy, it's very, very cool. What you do is you freeze something to the point where it kind of gets a little bit of frostbite, then it scabs, and then the scab will hopefully take off the offending agent. Now, do not do this for melanoma. Do not do this on your own. But I just thought, because, you know, I took my ABCDE quiz and, you know, passed it. I just thought, you know what, let me try that. And so last night, I was like, I cannot wait for the sucker to come off. And it did. And I lost 2 pounds. Now, you know what? Actually, let me give a pound and a half for that. The other thing I did is I'm going to be speaking at Talkers Magazine convention in New York this week. So I decided to pluck my eyebrows. You know, you guys know my eyebrow. I decided to make my one eyebrow into two. So that must have taken off a little bit of weight. And then, yeah, the upper lip, you know what? This time around, I didn't even wax. I'm like, you know what, honey, give me your razor. I am, like, so sick of this stuff. So basically, that's what happened. And I was thinking if I want to lose a little bit more weight, I could remove the IUD, you know, but that only weighs a couple ounces. I just got to get skinny for this week. I got to look really, really good. But that's what happened to my scab. Now, we got a very, very, very important show today, so make sure you guys have your seatbelts on. This is going to be very interesting. Tiger Woods was found, quote-unquote, asleep at the wheel. And no alcohol in the system. He passed his breathalyzer test. But it looks like he had 4 medications that possibly caused him to fall asleep at the wheel. We're going to talk about those. Ron's going to talk about, could he possibly have impulse control disorder? I remember years ago, there were issues with his quote-unquote sex addiction when Aline, his wife, got mad at him and threw a golf club at his car because she found out he was cheating on her. So, you know, could there be an issue? And so, of course, I love psychology and psychiatry, and so I'm going to give my 2 cents about that. And this is huge, you guys. When we need to screen for somebody who's under the influence of marijuana, we've been using a test that doesn't really do the trick. Well, get this. 2 medical students who's going to be joining me in the next hour or in the next segment found the flaw, and not only found it, they fixed it. And they got Nevada to turn around and change the law using this antiquated urine test. Very, very cool. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000? In credit card debt? Are you barely getting by? Making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Oh yeah, we're bad. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. We call him Blakey Boo. They call him Blakey Boo. He really likes it. He's totally cool with that. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Notice I said that without my lisp. There was not one piece of my lisp. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Okay, guys, this is fascinating to me. All right, for years now we have been discussing legalizing marijuana and what we need to do logistically, all right? Whether you're for legalization or not, how do we deal with impaired drivers? And one concern we had is how does law enforcement, shall we say, once they go through the sobriety test, how does law enforcement tell if one is under the influence of marijuana, because marijuana can be in the system for days, if not weeks? Well, 2 medical students from Touro University, Nevada, yes, 2 of my students, they, oh, they're awesome, Graham Lambert and Charles Cullison, actually found the flaw in a law in Nevada, on how they test for marijuana and actually fixed it. This is phenomenal. So I want you guys to all welcome Graham Lambert and Charles Coulson here. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us on the show.
No, awesome, man. This is great. Okay, so, Graham, I'm going to start with you. Okay, this all started with a research project. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so basically we were in class, and we had an opportunity presented to the class by Dr. Havens from Toro, and it was essentially an ACLM poster competition. That's the American College League American College of Legal Medicine, and he just gave us the opportunity as a class to come up with a competition involving medicine and, you know, something with a legal aspect to it. So, you know, we took that on, and we basically went to the paper, and we wanted to do something that was relevant. And at the time, you know, question two was around the corner, and that was a really hot topic, so we wanted to do something that involved that with the marijuana. And basically, in doing all the research, we kind of came across this you know, incongruency or flaw with the dealing with the NRS 484C.110, and we decided to attack that head on.
Oh, man, awesome. Graham, Charles, you know, I've given both of you guys a lot of crap for not paying attention in class, but if this is what you were doing in class, then wow. Tell us a little bit about the research involved. How did you kind of determine this?
Yeah, sure. This is exactly what we were doing in class. So as far as the research goes, you really had to start out with what Graham was saying earlier. You have to make a plan of attack and kind of figure out what topic you want to go to and go from there and branch out. There's different types of research that you can do. Our research was more of a meta-analysis, and what I mean by that is we didn't do any experiments, or we didn't actually smoke marijuana ourselves to feel what it was like. We read
okay.
an article. Yeah, I had to say that on the radio. We read article upon article, all dealing with what other researchers in the past have been doing and what has led up to our understanding of marijuana as it is today. There's thousands of research articles out there. We read from forensic toxicology books, the things that, you know, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department toxicologists use, and we did interviews with different forensic toxicologists. Senior forensic toxicology officer Timothy Fassett was somebody who we reached out to in Henderson, mm-hmm. who kind of helped us along the way as well. And so once we had all the information kind of gathered together, which again included the different, like, dozens of research articles that we used and different interviews that we had gone to, we drew this conclusion. And then we had pretty much had to put it on a poster. And then that's where we were when we went to the first ACLM competition. We had all this done on a poster. We had drawn a conclusion. And people didn't really believe us at first because it is kind of a big incongruency in the law. And it was so popular and something that was coming up right around the corner that they all recognized its importance and then kind of ushered us to keep going with it.
Absolutely. No, I'm glad you guys did. And I tell you what, Charles and Graham, I mean, that's pretty gutsy because you have a law saying this is how we're going to test for marijuana. This is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. And here you two who are in your studies, you're going into your third year as osteopathic medical students at Toro, and being able to take on, you know, such a force, I'm really, really impressed. That's pretty gutsy. So, Graham, if you don't mind, can you explain a little bit about what the metabolite was that we were using? Now, again, I know many of my listeners listen in other states, but as states are around the country starting to legalize marijuana or allow marijuana for medicinal use, this is going to be very pertinent and relevant to any state. Graham, tell us a little bit about what we were doing wrong here in Nevada and what needed to get fixed.
Sure. Yeah, there's a few different things to tackle, I guess, for this. What we had is the NRS, which kind of dictates what the chemicals are and the level limits to consider someone impaired for a DUI, has listed for marijuana and marijuana metabolites as, you know, you could do a blood test or a urine test. Well, the problem with the urine test is even though it has the marijuana listed, which they're referring to the Delta-9 THC, which everyone knows as THC,
That's the one that causes the euphoria. That's the more psychedelic, psychoactive component. Right.
Right. That's the one most people know about. And that one is listed to be tested for in urine, but actually doesn't show up in urine at all. And so, you know, that needed to go away for the part of urine. And then the marijuana metabolite listed to test for in urine to determine impairment, is THC carboxy, which is an inactive, inert, non-psychoactive compound. It can't cause any cognitive impairment, and stays in the body for extended periods of time after you stop using. One of the studies that we cite in our poster actually states that they can stay in the body for up to 76 days after the cessation of use.
Mm-hmm.
And so because there's no consistency or, I guess, correlation between, use and the impairment and the detectable levels of this THC carboxy, it's essentially an invalid, improper use to determine a DUI. And so that needs to go away. And what we came up with is we found out that bird blood, which is essentially allowed for testing in NRS 484C.110, they can test for the THC, the Delta-9 THC, which is good because, again, that is psychoactive.
The psychoactive component, right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then for the marijuana metabolite, which shows up in blood, there's another metabolite called 11-hydroxy-THC. And this is an important compound because it's actually more psychoactive. It crosses the blood-brain barrier faster, more readily than Delta-9 THC, and it has a tighter binding. And so essentially an individual can be more impaired actually by that compound or substance rather than the Delta-9 THC. Now the problem is that this compound isn't tested for throughout Nevada consistently. According to our sources, the only individuals that do test for it is the Henderson PD. And so that's an issue because with, you know, medicinal marijuana and recreational marijuana, the way it's metabolized determines which substance you're primarily impaired by.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you smoke marijuana, you're essentially more impaired by the Delta-9 THC, which they test for throughout Nevada, and that's good. But, you know, the 11-hydroxy is the primary component that you're impaired by if you orally ingest it.
Right, and which is huge now. Mm-hmm. Which is now going to probably be one of the exponentially increasing ways to take in marijuana, the ingestibles. And so, I'm sorry, Graham, go ahead.
No, that's fine. You're absolutely correct. And basically what that means is that if someone orally ingests, you know, they'll be impaired by the substance. But if you're not testing for that, you'll essentially miss it because it goes under first pass metabolism after you orally ingest it. The Delta-9 THC gets converted into 11-hydroxy. And so what you're essentially doing by not testing for it is you're going to be missing anyone that orally ingests, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
They could be impaired, and you know, you may pull them over for a DUI. You could do the blood test for the Delta-9 THC, and, you know, they may be within allowable limits. But if you test them for 11-hydroxy, they'll be truly impaired, and you'll know that for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I hope my listeners, let me just kind of, my listeners are really worried that they're going to be getting a pop quiz on this. And guys, you know, okay, I broke all this down for you on my website. All right. So I wrote an article about their phenomenal research on my website. So check it out because I break it down. But basically what we were doing is in the urine test, we were testing a metabolite that can be sitting around for like up to 73 days. And that didn't necessarily mean you were impaired right then and there. Now, I don't, Charles and Graham, can you stay on for a little while longer? We're coming up on a break.
Yeah,
we got more to talk
course.
About. Okay. But you guys, not to get political here, but do you see why we need medical personnel involved when it comes to making laws? Do you see why we need medicine behind it? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Robert from Andover asks if he could be excluded and excused from the pop quiz. No, you cannot be excused from the pop quiz. This is ridiculous, people. Okay, get your number 2 pencil sharpened, because I am going to be giving you a pop quiz. I'm just not going to tell you when. We got Charles Collison and Graham Lambert, osteopathic medical students from Touro University in Nevada, who found a flaw in the way Nevada State checks for driver-related impairment as it relates to marijuana, and was able to actually go to the state legislature and fix it. This is obviously a very, very hot topic now in multiple states as we see more and more states start to legalize marijuana and many people going to the edibles because they're, you know, afraid of issues with smoking, et cetera. And, you know, they don't want to get the bad breath. And I don't know. I think it's expensive either way. And so there's a big concern even by people that don't smoke or are even pro legalization of marijuana. How do we manage the, you know, drivers? How do we figure out who's impaired? Just because you have marijuana in your system doesn't necessarily mean you were actively impaired at the time of driving. Charles, so, you know, you guys talked about the science. You came up with the science. How did you go from that to being able to get a group of legislators to even listen to you?
That's an excellent question. And before I begin that, it started with the wonderful Toro faculty that we have, of course, given the opportunity. Dr. Sadiq, who backed our original research, who kind of helped us throughout the process and helped us form our words into a great argument, Dr. Don Havens. We got advice from our faculty at Toro.
Excellent.
To reach out to our local chair or assembly people for our district. So Graham and I had to find who represented our district on the Assembly of Nevada. And we reached out to them and had a phone interview. We met with them in person. And originally we were actually we were told by both of them that the science sounded great and thank you for calling, but it almost seemed like it was too much for one assembly person to propose by themselves. And we were actually given the advice that we needed to go to the head of a committee because that would give it more weight. And so that's exactly what we did. We reached out to Assemblyman Steve Yeager, who is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee for the Nevada Assembly. And we had Graham initially reached out to him, did a cold call, left him a message about our research. And, you know, assembly people get dozens of these calls daily from the people who they represent in their district. But he gave us a call back based on what Graham had to say. And we explained everything to him. And he had us forward him the research. And from that, he jumped on board with us with that and just gave us so many opportunities and followed us throughout the whole process. So he decided to take our research and then and he used our research as the backing for AB 135.
That's amazing. No, that's great. Graham, what would you guys have done if you got a no, a big no, from Steve Yeager or any of the other assemblymen?
Well, honestly, excuse me, I'm not sure what else we could do. I guess I just go back to you know, the people we've been working with for advice on who to take it up with. You know, Dr. Havens kind of directed us on individuals that might be good people to, you know, help back this bill and make it come to what it is today. One of the people that also helped us with that is Senator Dr. Hardy, who, you know, he verified some of the information that we found because it is a big deal and it is controversial. And when you put something out there that big, you want to make sure that you're 100% absolutely correct. And so he was instrumental in that. And I think, you know, the fact that he was willing to help us out with the process, I think we probably could have leaned on him as well for some direction. But essentially, it's we can only do so much. And then once we get to that level, it's, you know, whether they're willing to accept it or not, it's kind of out of our hands. So it's just a matter of pitching it and hoping that someone actually sees what the research is for what it is and is willing to make that first step to carry it into a bill draft request.
Well, I'm glad you guys didn't get a no. And if you do ever get a no, you know you could come to me. I will raise hell up there in Carson City. So you know you could always come to me. But you guys did it on your own. This was excellent. And, yes, Dr. Sadiq and Dr. Havens and everybody of oh, my God, these guys are great. You know, Charles, both of you, Graham, Charles, when you guys got behind the mic and you spoke to these legislators, were you guys nervous?
I was very nervous. We had rehearsed, you know, our kind of little spiels because there's a lot of science in this bill, a lot of it. And when you get into words like metabolite and you start adding the decimals and the dashes and the huge names, and there's like 17 parts to one name for one of these compounds, people get lost. And so we had to take something that kind of comes natural to us because we're used to reading the research articles and interpreting the long names. And we had to kind of shorten all that into a 2 to 3 minute like elevator speech. So Graham and I both had to do that. And so was it going to come across? Were they going to connect with that? And then hopefully we get follow-up questions to kind of go into a little more detail. But that's what kind of made me nervous. I don't know, Graham?
Yeah, I agree. It's difficult in trying to take something as complex and, you know, there's a lot of components to it and ensuring that you can make it simple and understandable to people that may not have a science background and, you know, not make their eyes glaze over. So, you know, that was a big concern. And of course, there's time constraints and, you know, so it's that. And, you know, it's being recorded. So not making a fool of yourself is kind of also a concern. So, yeah, it's nerve-wracking for sure. We've never done anything like that, and it was exciting, but it was also fun.
Yeah, I make a fool of myself every day. I practice my show in the mirror. I do. I practice every day my show to the cats, and then I get on air, and I just pray to God that nobody asks me a very fancy question that I can't answer. And I got to tell you something. I mean, in all honesty, there was a lot of chemistry, a lot of biochemistry, a lot of science behind it. You also have to make sure none of the assemblymen or legislators, you know, fall asleep. And so, you know, not only do you have to, you know, be able to convey the science, but you also want to make sure that, you, which is what lawyers and you know, people in the media have to always keep in mind, no joke, where, you know, you keep them engaged, you know, and not only keep them engaged to listen to you, but make them vote your way. Yeah, it's honestly very, very good skills. And so both of you, what was it like to see the governor actually sign this bill? All your hard work getting signed. What was that like?
If I can go first. I was completely starstruck originally when we first went up there. We thought that we were just going to be flies on the wall because there was actually a lot of people that were kind of going into the room with us for the bill signing
with Governor Sandoval.
With Governor Sandoval. And he made us feel like rock stars. When we first came in, we were the first ones to enter the room. He shook us by the hand. He presented us with certificates. I think I was smiling like I was smiling the entire time. My face hurt at the very end of it. He probably thought, what is wrong with this guy? I was smiling so much. But Graham?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really amazing experience. And, you know, it was very gracious for him to give us his time. I know they're all busy right now. And it was just a dream come true to see a year's worth of our hard work, you know, come into a bill and you know, it's actually gone through. It's amazing. And, you know, it wasn't just us. We had a lot of different resources that helped us throughout different steps. And, you know, I would argue that even though we came up with the research findings, that I think without all those individuals, you know, we would never get this far. It wouldn't have gone through.
Big
time. So it was very fortunate.
So, Grant Charles, in the last minute, what needs to happen next?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know about what Charles thinks, but from what when I was talking to the senior forensic toxicologist at Henderson PD, they seem very undermanned and low on equipment to handle the workload that they have to run these samples. So personally, what I think would be nice is if we could see a little money go their way and you know, maybe get them another machine to run these samples.
Okay.
Are we still
Charles, yeah, Charles Graham, it looks like we're out of time. Thank you guys, both of you. You guys rock and all the help you got from Toro, but you guys did this. I'm so proud of you. Charles Graham, you guys are rock stars. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Tiger Woods, what did he take?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, Tiger Woods, tremendous athlete, Phenomenal golfer. Unfortunately, since 2008, things have started to go downhill. I don't know if he's won a major championship since 2008. And unfortunately, things went downhill, not so much in terms of his golfing, but in terms of his private life. And think back in 2009, he ended up getting into a car accident. From what we understand, his wife at the time, Aline, threw a golf club at the car. He, I believe, I don't know if that caused the accident or if he was in the accident prior, I'm not sure. But unfortunately, he that accident had opened up to a lot of revelations of his extramarital affairs. And he subsequently became divorced from his wife at the time. And unfortunately, this week, and I believe it was Monday at about 3 a.m., he was found slumped at the wheel. And the 41-year-old golfer had been extremely slowed and slurred speech, and he failed 4 field sobriety tests. Okay? But, get this, he was able to correctly recite the national anthem backwards. They submitted him, Tiger Woods, to a breathalyzer, and this was near his home in Jupiter, near Jupiter, Florida, and he blew a .000 both times. So he passed his breathalyzer test. There was no alcohol in the system. He did agree to have a urine test, so the results haven't been made yet. But the affidavit, which was obtained by DailyMail.com and a bunch of other news sources, ABC, etc., discusses that Tiger Woods was on 4 prescription drugs. Celexa, Vicodin, Torix, and Vioxx. Now, you know, the Celexa, to me, that sounds like a, it kind of sounds like a Skelexin. Now, he had just recently had surgery. He just recently had fusion surgery. And this fusion surgery for his back followed multiple other surgeries that he's had. I believe he's had multiple microdiscectomies. I know he had an ACL tear. There was, I believe he had a right knee ACL repair. He had multiple microdiscectomies. And then, unfortunately, he had to have a fusion of his back that was done April 20th. So, unfortunately, you know, it's a lot of surgery. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he does have some pain medications at home. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a muscle relaxant. Torix kind of sounds like Toradol, but I believe it's a COX-2 inhibitor similar to Celebrex. And then Vioxx. Vioxx I wouldn't take at the same time as Torix. Again, these are names that aren't typical American medication names. Vicodin and Vioxx, yes, but Vioxx was supposed to be taken off the market years ago, which makes me think that maybe these are Canadian medications or medications from another country. And so for him to fail 4 field sobriety tests, okay, without any alcohol, makes me wonder how much of these medications or what the mixture cost. What exactly transpired when 2 or 3 of these medications were taken together. Now, people take anti-inflammatories and, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and they take, pain medications all the time. Pain medications like Vicodin will have some Tylenol component to it, acetaminophen. It'll also have a narcotic component to it. And then medications like Vioxx or Celebrex, et cetera, those are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Torix sounds like Toradol, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's a COX-2 inhibitor. Again, very similar to Vioxx. You really want to take both of them at the same time. The Celexa, I don't know. My team cannot find out what exactly that means. Only thing I could think of is it's similar to Skelexin, maybe a muscle relaxant. And so if he only had a pill or two and these all mixed together, this cements the fact and emphasizes the point that we have some pretty big issues when it comes to drug intoxication, where it may not be an amount, a quantity of it, but more of a quality. Mixing a narcotic with a muscle relaxant could be very dangerous. But again, we can't confirm that he had a muscle relaxant. But what we can confirm is that he was without alcohol, but slumped over his Mercedes. And Tiger Woods is known as Eldrick T. Woods. And he was approached by a member of the Jupiter Police Department. He was wearing a seatbelt, but he was sound asleep. He was idling in the middle of military trail about 1 mile from police headquarters at a deserted stretch of road at night. But during the day, it's a pretty busy traffic artery. He was woken up by cops. He was alone in the car. He told them he had no ideas where he was. He stated he was coming from L.A., California from golfing. According to this report, Woods stated that he did not know where he was. Woods had changed his story of where he was going to and where he was coming from. Was asked how far away from his house, and he was confused. And it's sad to see something like this. I mean, you know, somebody as well-loved years ago as he was, you know, it makes you wonder if he has some impulse control issues. Now, impulse control disorder is something that I looked at a little bit, and I wrote about this on my website, because, you know, back then in 2008, we've talked about this, or 2009, we talked about how he was admitted into rehab for sex addiction. And he cited that was one of the reasons why he had been unfaithful to his wife, sex addiction. And then if this had been a DUI because of a medication that he took very impulsively, you need to look at possibly an impulse control disorder. Now, many people say, look, okay, you just have to, you know, control yourself. You need to, you know, be exhibiting better behavior. But impulse control disorder is actually a DSM-5 diagnosis. It's actually a disorder that people could have psychologically, such that they have maybe gambling binges or sex binges or shopping binges, not necessarily as mania, but as they can't control certain impulses. Sometimes you could have an impulsive explosive disorder, an impulsive explosive disorder where you could yell, scream, etc. And unfortunately, sometimes it could even include violence. That could be one subset of this. Alcohol addiction, drug addiction, etc. So, you know, we still don't have all the details. And, you know, as much as I want our celebrities to have privacy, you know, at times like this, and, you know, everybody deserves, you know, their privacy. What makes us concerned as viewers and as readers is when you hear somebody that's it appears to be very physically fit, with the exception of, you know, having orthopedic, you know, injuries and surgeries. When somebody falls asleep at the wheel, people want to make sure that that doesn't happen to them. And if that particular celebrity is taking medications very similar to what, you know, you or I take, that's very concerning. And the problem we have is we don't get the full story from the media. We're trying to protect the privacy, but while protecting the privacy, we get little bits and pieces, and these little bits and pieces are what news stories come from. So now you see these news stories that he took Vicodin, he fell asleep at the wheel. And there's this medication that none of us in America know. It's probably a foreign medication, a foreign brand. And it could be an anti-inflammatory, it could be a muscle relaxant, who knows. And people want to know if, you know, there's a potential for their medications to interact as such. So the media has a responsibility to make sure you get the correct story. So once a story comes out there and it's not, you know, once a story comes out there and it's not as clear cut, you know, and it starts to spurn all these other stories where people are like, well, oh my gosh, you know, is this what happens? This what happens? Yeah, it's concerning. For me, the impulse control disorder issue is nothing I want him diagnosed with. But if he has behaviors that lead him to put others at danger, including himself, driving while you're slumped over a car, we need to, as, you know, a society, identify those people and make sure they get help. And so, I, you know, we don't want to see somebody like this fall. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.